Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Pat Williams and is titled Bing in Butte. Thank you for listening.
It's nice to see you. Oh, it's nice to see all of you. Some people are damn tough despite big problems, aren't they? Yeah. Let's hear it again. Carol and I have been in Missoula now since I left the U.S. Congress. We've been here 17 years. We absolutely love it. My home, as well as Carol's, initially was Butte. And you can go home again, and the two of us do it all the time. I thought tonight I'd tell you a couple of quick stories about of the many hundreds that happened to me in Butte. This one is about a famous entertainer who used to come to Butte kind of incognito. He knew my family, and he liked to come by unshaven with dark glasses before sunglasses were all the rage, and a hat pulled down and collar up, and that was Bing Crosby. Some of you younger, I assume, know who Bing Crosby was. Bing grew up as a neighbor up here in Spokane, and in his early years, he loved to fish in Montana. So after he became famous in the 30s, 40s, and 50s, he would occasionally come to Montana, and he had a particular bent for Butte. He knew an uncle of mine, and so he became friends with our family. So here's two quick stories about Bing Crosby and Butte. All people that famous, I assume, get tired of being recognized. And when Bing came out here to fish and go to Butte, he simply didn't want to be recognized, so he'd always have that heavy growth and the glasses and the hat pulled down and the collar up. And Bing and my mom and my dad and my uncle are walking. I was a little kid. This is in the late 40s, I think. I was a little kid, and we were walking down Park Street in Butte, which in those days was very busy, very loaded with people, pedestrians. And a woman started on by and then turned around and came back and stood right in front of us and looked at Bing with a lot of people going by and said, "Hey, you're..." And she stopped because she couldn't exactly play. She said, you're... And he took both of her hands because he knew she was about to shout Bing Crosby in a crowd. So he took both of her hands and pulled her close, and he said, "I'm Bing Crosby." And she pushed him away and said, "No, that's not it. Wait a minute. You're..." It was great fun. Now, another story that's more appropriate for this particular crowd, and that is that Bing was had a great friend named Phil Harris. Phil Harris was from the South. He was a singer. And for about two-thirds of this crowd, you know Phil Harris as the voice of Blue the Bear in The Jungle Book. Remember Blue? Well, Blue and his wonderful songs were the voice of Phil Harris. And Bing told us this story after he had been in Scotland. He said, "Phil and I went to Scotland. And he said, I had bought a new car, and he said he and I were tooling around in the afternoon and the evening and drinking a little bit, trying to be careful, but drinking a little bit. And he said it got to be 10 or 11 o'clock, and we were in one of the pubs in northern Scotland, and he said the pub was closing. He said, I think it was 10 or 11 o'clock. And he said, Phil and I were just kind of getting going and pretty disappointed that we were going to have to leave this bar, and the bar's closed at whatever, 10 o'clock. He said, we said to the bartender, well, is there anywhere else we can get a drink? And the bartender said, well, about 45 minutes north, they stay open until 1. So he said, Phil and I left our half-full glasses there and went out and jumped in my sports car. Wonderful night, warm, top down. He said, we're racing through the countryside. And he said, we get out into a kind of a rural area about 20 minutes out of that town. And he said, we see little Scottish distilleries way off in the distance, little low buildings, windows, all lighted by the fires inside, men carrying wood back and forth for the fires. He said, I said to Phil Harris, look at there, Phil. They're making it faster than you can drink it. And he said, Phil said, yeah, Dad, but I got them working nights. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockinRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Richaud, Luke Morgan Algeyer, and Joshua Slatt. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busting. We'll see you then.